Runaway train, never coming back. Real good stuff today, Charlie. Good, nice mix of hits from yesterday and today. The time is 6:01. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Charlie for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up next. Kicking Charlie in the tuchus out the door.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know. Just kind of. It looks like he's been asking for it.
All right.
He's got a real kick looking tuchus today.
You're the boss with the hot sauce.
I sure am.
I'm not gonna discredit you.
Speaking of boss with the hot sauce, it's time for my. It's the month of year end picks, where I play all the stuff I liked out of the year. One of those is Ty Segall from the Goodbye Bread album. This is The Floor, Mascot Wedding Show. Starts now. There's a hair on the board. That's good luck. The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dialer, online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you'd like to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-K-O-O-P. If you would rather not use the phone, you may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I got it open right now. If you tweet it, I will see it and read it. Anything said in this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else.
It sure is. In my opinion, we just heard Ty Segall from the Goodbye Bread album. That was The Floor. Goodbye Bread being one of my favorite albums of this year. And I will be doing that all throughout the month of December while I am here, even though I won't be here Christmas Eve.
David, you don't have to be at 10 with the vocals all the time.
Do I not have to be? I don't know any other
David, way. How are you doing today? Oh, we have a special studio guest. By the way, we weren't here last week, right?
Yeah, that's why it feels like it's been forever.
I know. If we miss 1 week, like all momentum is gone.
Yes, exactly. So we have to build it back up.
Got
to
build it back up. New season starts today.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Hey, Mac, I brought in a wacky new neighbor.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, we are dangerously close to our 200th episode.
That's right.
At which point we will declare volume one of this thing in the book. So we're going to change the format a little bit.
Yeah. We're gonna tinker with some stuff. What is going on here?
What are you doing?
Well, first there was like a hair on the board that was stuck in there.
I saw you picking it out.
It was disgusting. It was like Morticia Adams did a show before we did. And now like the microphone's possessed and it's moving around all willy-nilly style. Not to be confused with Big Willy style, which causes everybody in the studio to move. Hey, Mac, I'm going to shut up now.
Hey, David, we got a question from our good friend Clip App.
Oh, Clip App.
And he asks, or she asks...
We'll never know.
I'll assume it's a dude. Correct me if I'm wrong, Clip App. Does Mascot Wedding feel threatened by the new 102.7 comedy radio station?
Mac, do you want to feel that one?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, you really? You haven't?
No. it's the easiest thing in the world. It's just like pressing buttons in the car, but I don't think about it.
Yeah, I'll field that question then, Clip App. Absolutely not. But also, kind of yes, if that makes any sense. Because that entire station stinks on ice. It's just... really lousy cuts from really lousy comedians. But the best part about it, / the worst part about it, is they actually have DJs. Like, they'll do, like, a 40-minute comedy block, and then a guy will come in, and he'll, like, be auditioning. Like, he'll do a set. He'll do, like, 4 minutes of bits, and they're the worst things you ever heard, because he's playing to an audience of no one.
Do you think these guys are local?
No, I don't.
Here's the thing about feeling threatened by them. It's not like co-op pays. Like,
right.
We're not going to, if anything, I'd feel threatened if they'd hire me.
Uh-huh.
Or if they actually threatened me.
Which, give it time.
Oh my gosh, I hope not.
Well, I mean, I have been throwing a lot of bricks around town lately.
But I guess if the question would be, if somebody is looking for chuckles here in the 6 o'clock hour, would they be like, Mascot Wedding sucks, and then change to 102.7?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, and if you do, good riddance. We don't need you.
Yeah, eat my dust.
Yeah, exactly. You come back tomorrow at 3 for whatever's playing at 3. Is that the pothead hour? Is that the high times, good times jamboree?
I forget. It Sunday here on Co-op is a smoker's delight. I'll just tell you that right now.
It sure is.
It's like hip-hop array.
It's like a regular hookah lounge.
Oh, my gosh. Miss Manners. Didn't smell weird.
No.
Smells a little too nice, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like some sweet herb.
That's not what I meant.
No? That's not what you meant.
I was just trying to cover up the sweet herb.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
This is not true at all. Please don't sue us.
No, of course not.
It was manners.
No.
However, DJ TK, oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, I'm sorry. I want to say these things. Hey, we have a special in studio guest.
Yeah, we do. Let's say hello to our special in studio guest.
Hello.
Hey, and who are you?
Mirna.
And why are you here today?
I'm here to help out with the show.
But in real life, why are you here?
Because I'm a co-op volunteer.
That's right. We used to have an apprentice.
Yes.
Hup.
Uh-huh.
Remember those days?
In the 4-year history of the show, we have had one apprentice who never talked to us again.
I saw him. Well, he moved.
Oh, did he?
But then he moved back.
Oh, okay.
I saw him again. He seemed to be doing good. He shaved his mustache.
So, wait a second. So, I love that you said, oh, he moved, but then he moved back. So, as far as I'm concerned, the net loss is zero. He's still here and not talking to me.
Well, he's a busy guy. I have no idea.
Yeah.
God bless you, Hup. But then we've had a series of apprentices like never show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I think Mirna, you're just here for today.
Just for today.
I appreciate you being in here.
Yeah, it should be a fun one.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Do you want to get a show on co-op?
Yeah, I used to have one on KVRX.
Oh, I as well used to be on KVRX.
Here we go.
That's right. What awful show did you do on KVRX?
7 and 9 a.m. Saturday morning, so it was pretty much just me being very hungover. But
yeah, I used to do a show from 3 to 5 in the morning, so I would be hungover after the show.
That's nice.
That would go. And I did an awful college radio show.
Are you two lovebirds done bonding over KVRX?
Don't get jealous, David.
I will always be jealous of things that happened that are out of my control.
Awful college radio?
That's right.
Experience?
Yeah, you know what I was doing during college? Neither do I.
I was stockpiling regrets for future life.
Uh-huh. I was putting on calories that I'd converted into pounds.
That could be fuel, David.
It sure could.
Oh, what? You already said what we heard, right?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, that Ty Siegel song.
Yeah, the Ty Siegel
song. How are you doing, David?
I am, overall, I'm doing okay. But let me ask
overall,
you.
Overall? Wearing overalls.
Like a regular Junior Samples over here.
Oh.
Look that one up in your Wikipedias. Anyways.
Yep.
I got to ask you a question. Because.
Shoot.
Today would have been a fantastic day. Just sitting around, watching, catching up on my DVR.
Yep.
Doing nothing, running errands. But one thing happened to me. And I want to know if this has ever happened to you, Mac, or you, Mirna. Have you ever coughed so much that you threw up?
I coughed so much that I thought I was going to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I've coughed so much that I've had to take a knee.
Okay.
But I've never vomited. Mirna, question to you?
No, I don't.
Never have. Just an emphatic no. Yeah, that happened to me today. So that's something that I could cross off my bingo card of sadness.
Were you at home when it happened?
I was at home.
You were in a Dairy Queen parking lot?
No.
Oh my gosh. If there's ever time to drop a G in parking, it's a Dairy Queen.
It's at a Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen parking lot.
Get some Dilly Bars.
Oh, man. Did you know that Dairy Queen actually serves a large variety of garden wraps?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they have a lot of Middle Eastern garden wraps and just from various all over the country inspired fare.
Oh, is that that's a sub restaurant that they have called Dairy Greens?
Yes, Dairy Greens, of course. And they also have a lot of Hawaiian fusion cuisine.
That I was not aware of.
I know, it's crazy. You should, Dairy Queen, if you're interested in some experimental cuisine, I mean, they're really pushing it.
Actually, I do have to say this. I did go to a Dairy Queen the other day because I moved recently.
Oh, did you get a torta?
No.
They got some great tortas at Dairy Queen now.
No, I got some suckling pig.
Oh, that's really good.
It was surprisingly good.
You know, was it one of the specials or did they add it on menu now?
No, I had to ask for it secret. It's sort of like when you go to In-N-Out and ask for like monsters or animal style or whatever.
I just when I go to Dairy Queen now, I let Chef Gerard choose for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Gerard.
As well you should.
My tongue is in your hands.
You need to stop saying that.
Why?
Because you're giving him the wrong impression.
What is that, the wrong impression? I just come and I sit down and I know it's going to be a good meal. So I open my shirt and I go, Gerard, take my tongue on a tour.
You again, you really should not be saying stuff.
Put
like
it
that.
Wherever you want, Gerard.
No, wait, this
what?
Is you are. No,
you don't tell me how to order a Dairy Queen. You mind your own D business.
The business.
I don't know why I chose to abbreviate damn.
Well, I don't know, Serbian robot, but we will think about it later.
David, please sell cattle now. I need to convert money to fuel.
Okay, let's reverse incept this conversation because I got one thing and then we'll go back to the other thing.
All right.
I was at a Dairy Queen the other day and I hadn't been in years and it's very nice, but it's also very expensive. Like they've turned it into a restaurant now where like you go to the front, you order, and then you sit down and they'll bring the food to you. And I found that very unnecessary. But it was also like, I'm going to throw a price out there. This isn't to promote Dairy Queen. I ended up with like a $12 meal at Dairy Queen where you're just buying like burgers. And to be fair, it was a suckling pig. So of course it was going to be $12. It was an extravagant expense, I admit. But yeah, it was a lot.
At the end of the day though, was that still what you liked about Texas?
No, I like that song, specifically okay. That version. That we need to have Michael McDonald back on the show.
If I only knew what I could know.
Right, now back to the first layer of the story. I was at home.
Yeah.
I was going through my DVR, catching up on my week's episode of Whitney.
Watching a lot of Person of Interest.
Yes. That Prime Suspect show with that hat that's on top of Maria Bello.
Yes.
And...
It looks like a murder, Maria Bello's hat. How are we going to solve it? Didn't they already cancel that show?
I think so.
No. R.I.P. Prime Suspect. Can it solve the murder of its own show? Meta. That idea just ate itself.
All right.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. It's fine. It's fine. I know what the show is. So.
The show is the scorpion the turtle gives a ride to. And the scorpion's on the turtle's back. The scorpion's like, hey, turtle, can you go any slower? Ah, just joking. Who's from out of town? Ah, I'm joking, turtle. This is your habitat. Hey, what about the new Rick Perry ad, turtle?
Let me get to my story. We'll do that in a second. All right. So I'm sitting on the couch. Yeah. A gnat flies down my throat.
A gnat
flies down my throat. And I knew it was that same gnat because I haven't been able to figure out where it came from for the past 3 days, but it's in my apartment. Flies down my throat. I start to like feel a tickle in my throat. I'm like, oh, that's inconvenient. It turns into a just throat tsunami where I cannot stop coughing. And I finally reach the point where I decide I need to change locations. So I go to a sink area and yeah, I end up vomiting. I'm 31 years old. I'm a grown man. I've never had to do this in my life.
Three things. Number one, I wish you wouldn't bring our show down to your gross out radio standards, David.
I'm sorry. You knew who I was.
Number two, your throat tsunami insensitive to people of actual tsunamis. The people of the tsunamis.
Yes, and the throat tribe of the Northwest Territories.
That's right. And number one, when you asked if I ever coughed so much, I feel like this is an asterisk, though.
How so?
Because a bug flew down your throat.
Yeah, but...
Not just a bug, a gnat. You threw up because of a gnat. That's the tiniest bug.
Look.
Oh, well, hold on.
Hold on.
See, okay. My problem with it was that it was extenuating circumstances. That's like being like, hey, David and Mirna, have you ever been driving and you just got really tired? So you fell asleep in the car and you ended up driving 30 miles and be like, oh, no, I've never done that. I was like... Well, I've the CIA program that makes me pass out, and just whatever. That was a terrible example, right. But that's my. But yours is that it was a small bug.
Well,
you think you should have just taken that in stride?
Well, I mean, at least in the story, change it to a bee, change it to something that's bigger than a gnat.
I'm not a liar, Myrna.
Oh, come on.
This is the integrity story hour. All right, jeez. All right.
My advice to you.
Yeah.
Did you swallow a spider to kill the gnat?
I tried to. Yes.
Okay.
But then that spider was starting to irritate me.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Some old wives' medicine.
Yes.
Some OWM.
I feel like there's a better name for that.
I don't think there is. Swallow a cat.
I'm going to have to do that now.
It'll take you about 3 hours.
Because this spider is just wriggling and jiggling and wriggling inside me.
It's so
and
gross.
I can't get rid of it. No, I stand by my story because it's not like I wasn't grossed out by the gnat, so I made myself throw up. I was throwing up from the coughing. There was such a gag reflex involved from my convulsing. That's what made me throw up. So I still stand by the story.
Any chance that Nat lived?
Where are you going with this? I think you're setting up a dumb pun or something. You had like...
Dumb pun?
You had a gnat-eating grin on your face.
Oh my gosh. By the way, what is written on your hand? I noticed you have notes on your hand like a child would.
I will tell you at the break.
Oh, is it dirty?
No, it's not. Fine, I'll tell you right now.
Pick up some bees tonight.
Actually, you know what? This is the second time in 2 days that I've written. Pick up some bees tonight.
Buy a bag of W from my boy CT.
Actually, it says, tell my friend Mac that I appreciate him.
Oh, what? I'm a monster now.
Yeah, you are.
Speaking of friends that appreciate me, Bleo tweeted in, and she says, Mascot Wedding, hello to Runaway Vanna MacBedazzler.
Hi.
Which are our Twitter handles. Hello, Emily. Thank you for listening.
Yes, hello, Emily. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Bleo.
Bleo. Does she not like to be called Emily on
there? I don't know. I'm not pulling that curtain back for her. What if she's on the lam or something, and she doesn't want people to know her real name?
Oh, somebody else tweeted in, Douglas, Dig Doug 727 says, Prime Suspect rules, they killed my show!
Thank you, Douglas. We have fun with our Twitter friends.
Oh, Bleo added a location to her tweet. It came from Austin. David, the tweet came from inside the city.
Oh, no!
Get out of there.
This week on the Chiller Network, it came from Austin. What happens when an anthropomorphic beard comes to life and opens a vegan restaurant?
Bohonkus13 just
God
tweeted at
almighty,
us.
Yeah.
I'm taking you out of tweet suspension for 2 seconds, and you will understand why. So Bohonkus13 says, Myrna sounds hot. And that is why you are now doubly suspended.
Yeah, seriously.
Thanks.
Don't thank him.
Look. Bohonkus, all right?
Trying to run a family show here.
Attractive as she may be, and by golly, I'm not lying to you on that one, but we don't bring that kind of filth around here, okay? We don't go catcalling like we're a bunch of construction workers. Clean it up, Bohonkus.
David, later on the show, we're making some random catcalls to people.
I wish you had told me.
I'm sorry. I'll share with you the agenda next time.
I was wondering why you brought 2 hard hats. What the hell were we talking about before this?
Man, so let's say you're a foreman on a job.
Uh-huh.
And some construction workers are, like doing whatever they do.
Of course. They're firing lasers like you just did.
Yeah, wouldn't that be like, hey, you're behind on the building. Well, I can't keep my work crew from stopping work to just oogle and leer and call after ladies.
Why did we have to build this hotel in the Foxy Mama District? That's your fault.
Okay, look, we have to put the electrical wire here. And are you paying attention? Hey, ladies!
Yeah! How about that?
Shake it, mama!
What's that?
Are those toms? I'll give you one for one. Because look at that, it's a one for one company.
Right.
See what I did there?
I love that construction worker is savvy about the business model for toms.
Hey, I'd buy you on Etsy.
This show is off the rails.
If you were a status update, I'd like you, sugar. Well, that was too obvious.
That's actually pretty good, though. No, that's one I would use.
Your Facebook reference?
Yes. If you were a status update, I'd like you. Why is that not a Valentine's card?
Bleo just tweeted at us a phone number.
What?
Is it a real phone number? Because it begins with 420.
Ugh.
Skullfront says, Annette, here in the big house, there are things to choke on. I'm not going to read this. Ah, come on.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. You know what? You're dangerously close to a tweet suspension, Skullfront. So I just came back from... Thank you for asking how I'm doing.
How are you? I'm sorry.
You gross monster.
This was a very long intro. So how are you, Mac Blake?
Well, I just went to Radio Shack to purchase a audio Y cable.
Sure.
Because the one here has been screwing up and it's only been playing one channel, although they just replaced it. So I feel stupid for buying this one. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like I didn't know where a Radio Shack was. And so I typed into Google Max. Google Max?
Yes, it's the ultimate in Google technology.
Google Maximum.
Get out of the way, regular search results.
If you're using Google Max, make sure your speakers are on, because the whooshing sound effect.
Yeah, exactly. That falcon coming down and picking the link at random.
Yes. Google Max. Oh my gosh.
Pretty good.
So I was using Google Maps to the max, though.
Of course.
Only gives me the most extreme results. Oh my gosh, awful.
So you're using it to the max.
Yeah, and there's a Radio Shack right by my house.
Yeah.
I was like, what? It's weird. I feel like Radio Shack is, it's like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Like that wardrobe only pops up when you least expect it.
Uh-huh.
It's like hey, where's a Radio Max? Radio Max, I was saying.
What is wrong with you?
What's up with my math is out of control, folks. it's gone and there's crazy sales. What?
Bring it back.
I gotta take a knee.
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. It is like the wardrobe that only pops up when you least expect it.
Yes.
And I walked in there and once again, just super confused. Like, what do you guys sell here? Mm-hmm. Again, like cell phones, remote control cars. Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost LaShonda Lester, that really funny comedian in town, has that joke about the difference between a business and a business.
Yeah.
And cleaning up for radio. She's like, a business sells stuff. A business has some stuff to sell. Like, what they have at the store changes every day. Uh-huh. And when I mean my store, it's just not necessarily a physical store.
Yes.
It's like Radio Shack is like one dude's interests. He's like, oh, we got a lot of speaker wire, and you can also buy a lot of phone. I guess it's just a lot of wires.
Yeah, it's someone with a battery fetish. Yeah, like, exactly. Oh, look at this one. This fits only 3 laptops in the world.
What are you doing, Duracell?
I had nothing for that.
I thought you were going to make a joke about... Can you pop me up real quick?
Sure.
They call me Everlast. Nobody does. And that was creepier than I thought I was going to be. Erase. Can I just hit the dump button on the last 10 seconds?
Nope. We got to keep it for integrity.
What was I going to say? So yeah. And I walked in there and they did one of these things. It was my ultimate pet peeve. Wow, I really need to tone it back with the whatever. Anyway, it's a pet peeve of mine. When, you know, you're doing the little credit card machine, you know, that you sign and you fill out and they narrate it for you.
What?
It's like, all right, now swipe your card. Okay. And then right there, that screen that says debit or credit, you want to choose one of those.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, please. I understand if it's HEB and there's people that might be like, what? And you, a lot of people in line, you got to keep them moving.
Right.
Yeah, but this is
people
Radio Shack.
People new to the country is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
This is Radio Shack. I didn't just fresh off the airplane. We will start a new life in America. Now that we're here, we need a 12 feet of speaker wire. Let's go to Radio Shack.
It is weird that I knew exactly where to go, but I'm here now.
Oh, Papa. What country are we from, by the way?
I believe we are from space.
South Space?
Yes.
That would explain our nondescript accents.
Just cutting out the middleman and coming from space.
It sounds more like a vocal affectation.
I think so.
Okay, Radio Shack.
And see.
Yes, there it is. Yay. Ba 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 Myrna.
That was pretty good.
I'll give you credit.
I love that you're sitting down.
Yeah.
You got up to the mic just to add the one note.
I know.
Yeah, Myrna is going, it's like...
I'm bringing 110%.
It's like you've been dared not to stand. You're kneeling on a chair in sort of an upright position.
They can't see me. If you tell them, you're ruining the whole illusion of me standing.
I don't care.
You need to get a little closer to the microphone, though.
Okay.
You have to compete with our giant, loud, dumb voices.
You're a very loud man.
I am super loud. I'm awful to bring... Gerard had to kick me out of Dairy Queen the other day.
What?
Because I was like, I would like some more Dr. Pepper.
That kind of attitude is going to hurt his Zagat's rating.
He said it almost brought it down to 4.5 stars.
I don't know where to go with this.
He said, you showed up in a Yelp review.
you were the crazy yelling man.
A two Yelp.
They will kick me back into space. Because I am also from where that family is.
I thought he was French.
I don't know.
I mean, I heard that's the only way you really can get hired as a Dairy Queen chef.
Is to be French?
Yeah, they're real strict there. Oh, I know. Pulling back the curtain, Myrna just stood up, everyone.
Oh, what?
All right.
This show's about to go to 11.
All right.
All right, you want to guys take a break?
You need to rest.
I shouldn't have fallen face first in that pound of cocaine
Do you want a soothing hot chocolate or something?
I tripped and I was like, oh no, here comes some cocaine. I fell right into it. At least that's what I'm telling the cops. Meow, 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 meow.
I'll do it. Gullet first.
Hey, folks. I don't know if this is a song that necessarily needs to be played on co-op, but I listened to it about 20 times this week. So, from the upcoming Girl with the Dragon Tattoo soundtrack, this is Trent Reznor, Karen O, with the Immigrant Song. More Masculinity Show after this.
The extra long mix of the bad music. We were doing business.
We just heard, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, my name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hotta.
Special in studio guest.
Myrna,
thank you. That was Karen O, Trent Reznor, and Atticus Ross off of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo soundtrack. That was Immigrant Song, the Led Zeppelin cover, which was in that. I don't know. That was a pretty great trailer.
Yeah.
That first one.
Yeah.
I guess it was technically a teaser.
It was a teaser.
I don't know.
A teaser is one that doesn't really give you scenes from the movie. It just sort of gives you stills and plot details.
That thing, to me, looks like a comic book.
It does. It absolutely does.
The way it's visually shot, at least that trailer, just right. The angles that guy chooses. Anyway, I've seen all the Swedish,
yeah,
versions of that book,
mm-hmm.
But I'm still excited about this thing, even though I know what happens in it.
Yeah.
But whatever. Hey, so was it this week? Yeah, that Rick Perry video came out. We'll talk about that.
Absolutely, let's do that.
So I gotta be honest with you. So Rick Perry came with a video. Everyone knows. Yeah, I guess it was meant for TV in Iowa.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
And the spot is named Strong. And he comes out and he's like, hey, I'm not ashamed to be a Christian. But you don't got to be sitting in a pew on Sunday to know that something's wrong with our country when homosexuals can openly serve in the military and kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, it really was. It was a connect the dots that made no image whatsoever.
And I mean, I should have expected it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew that guy was a homophobe, and I especially enjoy those rumors, false as they probably may be.
Of course.
That he has a secret gay lover.
Yes, of course.
And
rumors, unsubstantiated.
I'm not saying it's real.
Yes.
But. Oh, yeah, but the fact that he just came out and said it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you guys were just talking about this. Like third line in, he's like, hi, I'm Rick Perry. I don't like gay people.
Yeah, because this was really just going for the throat. There was no... When you're a politician and you want to say something that's going to turn a lot of people off, you learn how to dance around some sort of things. Not him, though. And this really had to have upset a lot of his secret-keeping friends, if there are such a thing as secret-keeping friends, because he really just, like, he put all of his eggs into the Iowa caucus basket and said, I'm going after what I think my base is,
yeah, it's just,
and my base hates gays.
It's really like a shameless appeal to his base. At the same time, you got to wonder if, like, I wonder if he, I did this as a joke last night, that he and his secret gay lover
mm-hmm.
are, like, one of those people that are, like, into doing bad stuff. Like, mm-hmm. people that get turned on by shoplifting.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's like, hey, Gregory, guess what I did today? I made a video saying gay shouldn't serve in the military. And it's just biting for the next hour.
Allegedly, of course.
The pain lets me know I'm alive.
Exactly. Like, he sits Gregory dead in front of the computer monitor, makes him watch it. And then there's candles involved.
Yeah.
And wax on toes.
But yeah, exactly. Give me the hot wax. I want to feel the burn.
But, like, man, yeah, it's been such a long week because of this thing. Like, this thing dropped on, what, Monday or Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And now here it is Saturday, and I feel, like, gray and weathered because of it. Like, I feel like it's just been in our lives ever since the universe started. Like, we all have... That thing went to meme status quicker than I think anything else in the world.
By the way, one of the people that jumped on the meme bandwagon, Austin comedian Mike McRae,
mm-hmm.
had a series of funny videos that made the Huffington Post as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Albert M. also had a hand in that. So good job. Good job, those dudes.
Good job, gentlemen.
But the other thing is, at the end of it, he's like, hey, make me president, and I'll put faith back in the White House. I'm also going to end Obama's war on religion.
That's right, that war on religion.
Yeah, that war on religion he's fighting.
That we're all suffering through. My goodness, we've been drafted into the... religion war.
Why do Republicans like declaring war on stuff you can't declare war on stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that guy's war on religion.
War on drugs.
Yeah, war on drugs. Thank you. Like, war on... that guy, they're fighting a war on Christmas.
Oh,
we're fighting a war on terror. It's like, you can't go to war with concepts.
Right, exactly.
It's like, war on terror, that sounds good. Wait, what does that mean? Are you going to torture some guys? Like, that's... Yeah, you probably are.
Wait a second. You sound like a real terror.
They'd sound more reasonable to me if they're like, we're fighting a war on burritos.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at least I can picture that. You're going to eat a bunch of burritos.
Exactly. And think of all the cool, like, 40s propaganda posters you could see, like, know your enemy, and it's a picture of a burrito with, like, a tiny mustache.
Like, they'd be carting tortillas.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm for a taco, I swear. All right.
Like, guys in fedoras chopping barrels of salsa into the streets, just taking an axe to them.
Where's that salsa going?
It's going to it's paella, sir.
It's for chips.
It better be. But, like...
Rex Banner comes in.
Here's the thing, like, it's almost funny to us how insulting it is. Like, it really is. It makes no sense why that ad even exists, how it went through channels of people, channels plural. Like, some guy came up with the idea, said, you know what, let's make an ad that just attacks gays and brings us back to Christianity. You know, that Christianity we all enjoy and love. And let's just make an ad saying we're all proud of all of this. Went through writers, went through production assistants, went through camera crews, went through focus groups, and it made it onto the air. But now, is that the thing that kills his campaign? And if it's not, why isn't it going to kill his campaign?
His campaign was already dead. After that, screwing up the... couldn't think of the three departments he was going to cut at the debate. He was dead in the water after that.
Here's the thing, though. But he's still around. Like,
well, he's still around because he doesn't...
because he doesn't know better.
All these dudes don't know better.
But you know what? Herman Cain knew better.
Oh, well, he knew better eventually.
Eventually. But still, like, when there's... man, I don't know how people don't realize when you're running for president, everything is going to come up. Like, I will never even walk past the White House because of the stuff that's going to come up about me. I know that. But for Herman Cain to have run for president, tried, and to have said, you know what, this isn't for me. I'm going to walk this way. But, like, Rick Perry is still sticking around. There needs to be a thing. There needs to be, like, a Logan's Run crystal that is put into every candidate's palm, and it glows when you are officially out of the race. Like, when this ad aired, there should have been something that just glowed on his hand. It's like, ah, crap, I tried. Well, never mind, I'm out.
I think the crystal already wouldn't have been glowing, though.
I don't think so. We'll see.
I think if Mitt Romney just falls into a cryogenic sleep chamber like Fry did on Futurama, and just fell asleep until the Republican primaries, I think he's got a good chance of winning. We got a couple tweets. Bleo says, I love your voices. And then Bo Honkus, who was technically tweet-spended, says, Myrna is a great foil for you guys. Hope you don't scare her off. That's why you're not going to be here anymore. Scared of us.
Myrna, have we scared you off?
I mean, you're both very intimidating gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does the cutting bother you?
No,
because
not
I get
really.
An endorphin boost when I see the blood.
Oh, I understand. Okay. You have to feel something.
That's true.
What about my mid-show squats? Because as you know, as an alpha male, myself and Mac, we are the manliest of men. And so we've been doing power squats during the show. And I hope that's not scaring you off.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
David, however, technically just got upgraded this week. Alpha Male Plus. David! Yay!
Yes, I can get into the lounge now.
That's right. One day I'll be there. Well, no.
Oh, you'll be fine.
So last week I was not here because I had to go to a wedding. Oh, do we have any? Do you want to talk more about the Rick Perry thing?
I'm spent.
That stupid monster?
Well, the memes are pretty good.
Everybody
who hasn't checked them out should find the one with the Teletubby and the one with Richard Simmons because they're both pretty wonderful.
Oh, my favorite one. And I don't know if you'd consider this a meme or just a clever observation, but the side-by-side photo of Rick Perry's jacket and the jacket from Brokeback Mountain. Like, really?
Well, it's a Carhartt. All cowboys wear Carhartts.
I understand. But there are so many other jackets Rick Perry could have worn. He could have just worn a nice nice leather jacket to really stick it to the animal rights activists.
Or no, he's an everyman. He's an everyman cowboy. He's standing in a nondescript field, wearing
field.
Nondescript clothes that every rancher would wear.
I'm saying is J. Crew has several different types of jackets. He could have gone with any other one.
If he really wanted to seem off the cuff, you know, just like, hey, guys, it's just me. This is just some plain speak, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a politician in Washington. I'm just a guy who hangs out in an empty field.
Yeah.
Okay. He should have just shot it in his kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, he's looking in the fridge, closes the fridge door, and he's like, oh, hello there. I don't like gays.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Like, he pulls out of the kitchen, like, the sandwich that's on the plate.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my wife made it earlier. I didn't have time to eat it.
I think if he really wanted to hit a home run, he should have done it on a porch where he is in a rocking chair, whittling a stick into a sharp stick, and at the end of the commercial, he chases a black guy with it. And he's like, I'm covering all my bases with this one. Get out of here, you. And I think that would have been exactly what he wanted in that commercial.
Well, it's insulting to evangelicals, really. I mean, to make a Christian ad like that, just super, and then say that, you know, assume that they all are homophobes, whether or not they might completely be progressive in that sense because they have someone like that in their family. But to assume that, and then to assume that they don't understand that the country was founded on the basis of separating church and state.
Right.
To be like, I know you've never read anything about Constitution, Founding Fathers, so just go ahead, let's go to church, just vote for me. We'll turn it into a giant church state. That's so offensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Myrna, look, I may not know every word you just said, but I don't got to know every word you just said to know something's not right in this country, okay? When a man can open mouth, kiss a horse. But children can't dress up like Jesus and reenact the Stations of the Cross in school.
There is something wrong. There is something wrong. Random gentleman who just walked in the studio.
That's right. David.
Yes, sir.
Look, I can tell you right now, I don't have to know what's going on in this country to know that something ain't right in this country.
I feel like you do need to know something about this country.
Okay, when the show Prime Suspect gets canceled.
Again with the Prime Suspect.
but children can't openly marry each other at age 16.
No, that is awful. That is completely wrong, sir.
It's terrible. I'm done.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was... is there a cough button?
Professional. Yeah, there is. It's somewhere on this board.
Oh, boy. I was at a wedding last weekend. Hey,
congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't get married.
Oh.
My friend Raul got married to his now wife, Teresa. Congratulations.
Yes,
I know
sure.
They're in San Antonio, so they don't listen to the show.
And they're probably on their honeymoon making what?
Actually, I know for a fact that they're not because he needs knee surgery. What is this noise?
What is what noise?
Oh, am I the only one hearing it?
Oh, you are.
I'm going crazy. It's like American Horror Story up in here. Oh, topical
that's
reference.
Stupid thing.
It's like a tropical reference.
I don't want to talk about that dumb show.
I like that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you like it?
To each her own.
Well, we could talk about it. Why don't you like it?
I can't put my finger on why. I just know I don't. You know what? I just find it terrifically boring and not scary at all. And it's incredibly melodramatic and there's no payoff for me.
Aren't most horror movies melodramatic?
No, absolutely not.
I think it's pretty creepy, actually.
Okay.
I find it legitimately creepy, and I think they've done a good job sustaining character arcs for the most part.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and give it a thumbs up. I mean, is it indulgent? But yeah, every FX show is.
Okay. Look, it's a shirt that does not fit me, and that's fine.
Okay. But you weren't saying it wasn't fitchy. You said the show was dumb.
Yeah, that's what the shirt said.
Okay.
This metaphorical shirt that I'm trying
on. Touché.
Anyway, to your wedding.
Yes, to my wedding. And I was the best man at the wedding, and so I had to give a best man speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I got kind of in trouble a little bit.
Really?
Because this guy came up to me before the speech, and he goes, "Hey, man, are you the best man?" I go, "Yes, I'm not a professional tuxedo model."
Mm.
And he slipped me a $20 bill, and he goes, "Look, I'm the regional manager of the Arby's here.
Uh-huh.
Can you mention Arby's 5 times in the best man speech?" And I said, "Yes," and I did it. Why is that so wrong?
That's, well, you're taking someone's special day and making
that's
it
horrible.
You guys didn't even hear the speech, though. I was like, you guys, I like a big beef and cheddar. You're going to last forever.
Okay, points to you for rhyming.
It was a near rhyme.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
And I mean, I went on. I was like, you know, I talked about how the first time I had horsey sauce was the first time I saw, like, it was like the first time I saw these guys. It was heartfelt. I poured it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just couldn't get past the fact that I was making a little profit on it.
And by the way, you were making a little, like $20. You couldn't have held out for more?
Yeah, you're cheap.
It was a 3-minute speech.
Thank you, Myrna.
Look, I didn't want to. It was for 5 references. It was a 30-second spot.
Okay, well, do you remember the other 3 references?
I just said Arby's twice at the end.
Oh.
I couldn't think of them.
You didn't even earn your money then.
I wasn't giving it back.
Was the bride shooting you daggers?
I tried not to look at them when I was doing it. I knew that they would just try to interrupt me.
Mm-hmm.
They might get overwhelmed by tears. I didn't want to. If I look them in the eyes, I was going to get choked up.
I can't believe you did that.
It's like when you're about to. I was about to make an awful joke. So I'm not gonna.
Why stop now?
Oh
yeah,
you're really bringing down the show, buddy.
Yeah. The roast of Mac Blake.
It's you're waterboarding. The momentum.
I bet that exists, though. Individualized product placement. I'm sure there are trendsetters in LA and New York being paid to wear certain things.
Oh yeah, no.
Go certain places.
You
just
mean,
as individual human beings, just approached by companies.
Oh, I bet so. I feel like those what do you call them? Those Wolfgang kids were all decked out in that Supreme stuff.
What?
Wolfgang kids.
Odd Future, sorry.
Oh, right.
I called them the wrong part of that super long name. Are the kids that are wolves that are in that gang?
Yeah. The get-along gangs.
What do you call them? You know, that guy from Twilight? The Wolf Gang.
Anyway.
Brandon? What's his name?
Yeah, Brandon Flowers.
Okay. Team Brandon. I told you I saw that shirt at HEB. It said, "I'm on Team Wolfman." Like, it wasn't even like, it's Jacob, right?
That's was it homemade? Yeah, that's okay. Team Jacob.
Yeah, it might... No. I mean, if it's homemade, kudos, because you have a...
What if it's Norm McDonald's Wolfman?
Norm McDonald's Wolfman.
He's constantly tweeting about a Wolfman. He'll just
Oh, yes, he is.
He'll tweet, "Wolfman in my shower, Wolfman in my bed. No one's tougher than the Wolfman."
So
sometimes just Wolfman.
So this gal at HEB was rocking a shirt in honor of Norm Macdonald's Twitter feed.
You never know.
You know what? I never do know.
He was dead sexy in the 90s, and there are a lot of women who are very still interested.
Wow, that's no.
When you say dead sexy, do you mean like sexy like a goth way?
No, he's like slap some dirty work.
Like sexy really? For a corpse.
Dirty
like,
work.
Are you kidding?
What? You're a weird one.
Why are we not? I don't know where to go with
you
this.
You don't want
to
delve further in there.
No, I don't. No. I don't want to go into the dark recesses of...
Comedians can be very attractive. Funny men can be very, very attractive.
I don't think that's the case.
That is...
Funny men with dimples?
Yet to be proven. Nope. That is not...
She's you're trying to...
I'm trying to butter up Dave.
Yeah, no. Flattery will get you nowhere.
Norm has dimples too, though.
Nowhere is the nickname for my apartments. Anyway.
Norm has dimples too.
He sure does. Yes, he does. That is... 100%.
I could have been discussing either.
Could have been. Let's say you were, for the sake of taking the hot light off of me, because I'm embarrassed right now.
You guys want to hear a little inside baseball?
Absolutely.
So I was doing some stand-up last night, and this is how lame I am. The guy in front of me is funny. I've never seen him before. Andrew Burnett.
Okay.
And he was wearing kind of a camel, he sort of looked like a Richie. From Royal Tenenbaums?
Oh, sure.
How would you describe that sort of camel look?
Camel hair.
Your camel hair suit. I don't think it was, but it's sort of that color, and he's wearing sort of a an old button-up shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some facial hair, some whiskers around his face. And this was about 2 minutes into the show when I saw this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this guy kind of looks like the Fantastic Mr. Fox. I'm going to make a joke about how, I didn't know they turned the Fantastic Mr. Fox back into a human. And I thought of that about 40 minutes before I went on.
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to say this. It's going to be off the cuff. And I'm like plotting this in my head. And I was like trying to phrase it better. This like awful one-off joke.
Yeah.
And it's like it's one of these things where afterwards it's like, hey, sorry for making fun of you. But if you knew how long I was planning on saying that, you would just feel absolute pity for me. Then I was like, hey, here's a good one, folks.
How did it go over?
It went over okay.
Okay.
I think I sat on it too long.
Small victories.
Yeah, some small victories.
Big victory.
Fantastic Mr. Fox, though. He was a human first before he was a fox?
No.
Well, how did he learn to talk and wear clothes?
That's just the fantasy world that they built.
I assume they were like close to a mutagen plant, like the Ninja Turtles.
You're thinking of the prequel to Babe.
Turtles weren't next to a mutagen plant. That it fell in the alley right when they were disposing of it.
Here we go.
And it went in the sewer grate, and then Splinter and all of them walked through it.
I thought Splinter was like some sort of historical rat king.
Splinter was the pet of the very powerful warlord, and he could do karate, and he walked through the ooze, and he grew.
I thought Splinter was the Secretary of State for the United States, that the only way they could beat the evil Foot Clan, which stood in that point for the economic influence of Japan.
Yes, of course.
That he would undergo a mutating process and become a ninja rat.
Mm-hmm. So wait, you're telling me that Splinter learned... karate.
From copying his master.
From just watching.
He would watch the shadows on the wall and he would copy what his master did when he did it.
That sounds ridiculous.
No.
Well, see, I'm sorry, but it's proven lore. It's in the book of Teenage Mutant Ninja
The version I heard was that through osmosis, this warlord king would sleep with Splinter on his head every night and Splinter would absorb his knowledge, not unlike a cat stealing your breath.
All right, Splinter's going to sue you for slander.
And then
bring it on.
Splinter named the turtles after these guys he would encounter in the local New York clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They were the hottest guys. They always had the best stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Splinter liked to party.
They're hard shells, and they would suffocate if you turned them on their back.
What?
Is that true?
Why would turtles suffocate if you turn them on their back?
They just die.
We're not talking about... Yeah, that's how they die.
No, but they suffocate?
Yeah, their lungs get crushed.
That's the saddest thing of a
Jeez, way to bring down the show.
I did! God, fine.
By the way, of course I knew everything about the turtles.
I was ready to go get a coffee while you guys were going to have a nerd off.
I know. Splinter's the name of Splinter's master? Hamato Yoshi.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that is right. I was real into the turtles when I was a kid. A little too much into the turtles.
Here we go.
I was into the turtles. This is something that... there's this comic strip. With these two characters are sitting on a couch, and one kind of looks up wistfully, and then he starts to drink poison. And like, what are you doing? And it's like, oh, I was thinking about how embarrassing I was in high school. I wasn't in the Turtles in high school. I was in elementary school. But man, when the Turtles movie came out, I was like so excited. It was my whatever big event you want to insert here.
Okay.
I don't know what kids get excited for these days.
It was your Pokemon.
No, that's like 7 years ago, man.
Look, I don't know. It was your...
They like Pirates of the Caribbean a lot.
Hold on. You're going to... Okay,
I have a five-year-old cousin. They're in love with Johnny Depp. Everything that has Johnny Depp's face on it, they'll buy. And I explained to her that he's my boyfriend, so he can't be hers. Uh-huh. She's five, to which she got very upset.
She's like, I'll cut you, savvy.
All right. She has the lingo from the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was super excited about going to the Ninja Turtles movie, and I did in some movie theater up in Virginia. And I was so excited that I wore this hat. And it was a visor that had a 9-volt battery in it. And if you turn it on, the visor lit up. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. Actually, I do remember. I got this hat in school. They're just like giving them away or something.
Oh, sure. Like a field day or something.
Yeah, it's like the dumbest visor ever. Only like a kid would be like, wow, lights.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited. I turned this hat on in the theater.
Hmm.
And so it's dark in the theater. And I don't know. When did that movie come out?
90, let's say.
Okay, so I was 10 years old.
Okay.
So I was 10 years old and my dad... saw this movie with me. And so, I mean, that man, I'll give him credit too. He had to sit in a dark movie theater where this kid who's got like a light on hat and not immediately just throttle me. I would have stuck my kid in a car and drove it right into a lake right there. I would have done that. I'd have been like, hey, I've been checking the weather for the hottest day of the year. I'd be like, doop, enjoy that car ride.
Don't forget to take all your toys with you to the theater so there's no trace of you.
Me and my friend were talking about that earlier, how maybe, you know, if you'd get sick of your pets, you just seatbelt them all into a car and just put it in neutral and just let it go into the river.
Oh, we're joking on a radio. God.
And we were able to follow the path how we got to where we got. You were just talking about it with friends?
No, someone brought up the glasses Andrea Yates used to wear, and we were saying, wouldn't that be funny? Like the modern first world problem is like, you know, hipster in their apartment with just 18 cats and 3 stray dogs, and they just put them all in a car, put it in neutral, and send it into the river.
That is how hipsters would get rid of things.
Yeah.
Not, they'd just be like, yeah, daddy will buy me another car.
So when can we expect to hear the Myrna Show, where it's just an hour of the most troubling things?
Hey, you ever look at a child's eyes and just wonder what they'd look like in your own head? But then it runs away before you can carve them out. Coming up next.
Hey, we got a twofer.
Here's a Skrillex remix. Wab, 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 wab. You can play a lot of dubstep on your show?
Oh, I don't see. I didn't even know what that was till about 3 months ago.
Good for you. Good for you.
You wanna? We should get out of here.
Let's just call it a day.
We gotta play some stuff. Take care of a little radio business.
Too much show. Yeah. But in the meantime, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us. We're at mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook or on Twitter @mascotwedding.
That's right. Thank you to Myrna for sitting in today's show.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Definitely had fun. David, what are we going to close the show with?
We are going to close out with, as soon as I get it right, because I'm a dum-dum.
Oh, what a dum-dum. Is it Dum-Dum Girls?
No, that's funny.
I'm going to smash.
It's Rival Schools from their Petals album. This is 69 Guns. Goodbye, Mac.
Adios, David.
Goodbye, Austin.